grammaire, grammar. The definite article. The is used with specific nouns representing something one of a kind, abstract or named earlier in the text. We also use the with certain kinds of proper nouns and nouns followed by a prepositional phrase beginning with of. A indefinite article. We use a before singular count nouns that begin with consonants, when we first refer to something in written text. An indefinite article. We use an before singular count nouns that begin with vowels or vowel-like sounds. Zero article. We do not use articles with the names of language, names of sport, and academic subjects. Sometimes, we omit article with seasons, with institutions, with meals, with diseases, with time of day. Present simple. The present simple indicates that an action is present, is used to describe actions that are factual or habitual or that the events are schedules. Past simple. The past simple indicates that an action is in the past relative to the speaker or writer. It is used when the time period has finished, when the time period is definite and with for, when the action is finished. Future simple. The future simple indicates that an action is in the future relative to the speaker or writer. The future is also formed with the use of a form of go plus the infinitive of the verb. English can even use the present to suggest the future tense. Present perfect. The present perfect indicates either that an action was completed, finished or perfected at some point in the past or that the action extends to the present. We use it with adverbs beginning in the past and going up to present. Past perfect. The past perfect indicates that an action was completed, finished or perfected at some point in the past before something else happened. Future perfect. The future perfect indicates that an action will have been completed, finished or perfected at some point in the future. Present continuous. The present continuous indicates continuing action, something going on now. The present progressive can suggest that an action is going to happen in the future, especially with verbs that convey the idea of a plan or of movement. Past continuous. The past continuous indicates continuing action, something that was happening at some point in the past. It also indicates a limited duration of time and is thus a convenient way to indicate that something took place while something else was happening. Present perfect continuous. The present perfect continuous indicates a continuous action that has been finished at some point in the past or that was initiated in the past and continues to happen. It is also used to describe an event of the recent past. Past perfect continuous. The past perfect continuous indicates a continuous action that was completed at some point in the past. Future continuous. The future continuous indicates continuing action, something that will be happening, going on, at some point in the future. Future perfect continuous. The future perfect continuous indicates a continuous action that will be completed at some point in the future. First conditional. Is used when what is said in the condition is possible. This condition refers either to present or to future time. Second conditional. Is used when what is said in the condition is possible. This condition refers either to present or to future time. Third conditional is used in unreal situations, when we are talking about past, or rather about a situation that was not so in the past.